We are continuing to see ceasefire violations, although last month we had seen a slight decrease in ceasefire violations, but it is fair to say that ceasefire violations are still occurring, and it's something that is of huge concern to the CTSAM.
Yes, and do we know where these violations are taking place?
Well, there are a number of investigations that the CTSAM is concerned with at the moment, and I would say of all of them, our priority right now is the situation in Wau and what is happening in Wau. So we, on Monday, put a team on the ground in Wau, and we're hoping they can make a swift and thorough investigation to get to the bottom of what is actually happening in Wau.
Yes, and what is your overall assessment of the number of hostilities in the recent months?
Well, in recent months, we are very encouraged by the formation of the transitional government. We do see this as a significant step forward. We would expect that with the formation of the transitional government, confidence building and reconciliation on the ground amongst the armies on the ground should be taking place, and obviously it will be easier for that to take place when you have the transitional government in place. So while we are concerned that there are ongoing ceasefire violations, we are trying to move forward and with the formation of the new government, use this new banner to engage the parties in confidence-building measures at the grassroots level.
Yes, now, just you didn't mention earlier, of course, the focus is on places like Wau recently. Have your experts or have your team be able to enter Wau recently? Wau, we had also a situation in Kajukeji and in Yambio. Have your teams be able to enter these places?
Yes, well, as I just mentioned, we do have a team in Wau as of Monday. As of this Monday, we have a team in Wau, Monday the 27th. Concerning Kajukeji, we are putting arrangements in place. We're working with the United Nations mission in South Sudan to put logistics in place to allow our team get to Kajukeji. So we are yet to reach Kajukeji. The other area you mentioned was Yambio. We are working collaboratively with the local authorities in Yambio. We had suffered some restrictions on our freedom of movement in Yambio. Our team have been there since March, and up until now have been unable to conduct any investigations due to restriction of movement in that area. However, most recently, we have worked very closely with the local administration in Yambio and have been given assurances that there will be no restrictions on our freedom of movement in the future in that area. So we will shortly begin investigations in that area.
Now, what, in your view, have been the major challenge faced by the ceasefire monitors? I mean, how has this impacted the work of CITSAM?
The major challenge for us continues to be freedom of movement, restrictions on our freedom of movement. We also have a team in Torres, and like the team in Yambio, they have not been able to conduct their activities since arriving in that area. And that's just one example. We also suffer restrictions on freedom of movement when we go to many other places and we might come across a checkpoint. There appears to be a lack of knowledge over who we are and what we're there to do. So that's also something we're trying to counteract. But definitely freedom of movement remains the biggest challenge for the ceasefire monitors at this time.
So far, any specific allegations that the monitoring and verification team have been investigating?
We have been investigating many, and as I have said before on the program, sometimes we wouldn't comment specifically on the details of investigations or allegations until they are concluded. But one interesting allegation we investigated was in May, and it concerned Unity State. Now, in the end, we didn't constitute this as a violation, but the investigation revealed that there was an area in Unity State in which both parties are in close proximity to each other, an individual from one party left his camp to do private business and ended up in the area under the control of the other party. And some skirmishes, some hostilities ensued thereafter, minor but hostilities nonetheless. Following this incident, both spokespeople belonging to both parties made very inflammatory statements and really made this incident into much more than what it was. And the reason I'm highlighting this and talking about this is because this shows the need for basic communication between the parties at the grassroots level. And this also brings us into the fact that we don't have the subsidiary organizations belonging to the Joint Military Ceasefire Commission. So we don't have those parties on the ground. We don't have representatives appointed from both parties to work with us on the ground. So it's very difficult when a minor incident happened. Mm-hmm. We would like to just encourage collaboration and cooperation on that, on the grassroots level. But again, we need the JMCC to set up their teams on the ground to enable us and to help us to carry out our work and encourage forums of cooperation on the ground.
Yes. Ruth, I would like to ask you about the situation of the prisoners of war. Have you had access to them?
Yes. Well, the prisoner of war situation, it is something that is mentioned in Chapter 2, and under the stipulations of Chapter 2, both parties are to release all prisoners. However, ICRC are the main lead organization on this, and as per the agreement, they are the ones to intervene and advocate on behalf of those prisoners. So in terms of that, it is something that CTSAM, that we monitor and we keep an eye on, but we are not the party to advocate and intervene.
Now, what are some of your expectations over the next few months?
Over the next few months, we would hope to see the setting up of the JMCC ground teams. So we refer to them as the AJMCCs. And as I mentioned, those teams should be on the ground. They need to nominate individuals from both parties on the ground to work with CTSAM in order to enable us conduct better monitoring activities. So moving forward, we would really hope that those institutions are kick-started and set up as quickly as possible.
Finally, any other information that you'd like to share with us?
I would just like to say the CTSAM is an international diplomatic mission. We are here to ensure peace and stability is returned to South Sudan. We are a neutral and impartial body. And we are here to help alleviate the suffering of the people and go into areas where the peace is being jeopardized and make concrete recommendations to the parties about how they can avoid hostilities with one another.
Ruth, thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. And Ruth Fenny is the communication officer of CTSAM, was talking to us here this morning about the work and what are some of the concerns.